Bob Barenzi, who was in Calcutta in 92, emerged from his retirement for the war. He wasn't very pleased with what he heard and what he saw.
But whatever he felt, he tightened his belt and organized a corps.
Colonel Montmorency thought, considering all the wars he fought, the Home Guard was his job to do or die.
But after days and weeks and years, bravely drying his manly tears, he wrote the following letter to the Minister of Supply. Would you please oblige us with a Bren gun? Or failing that, a hand grenade would do. We've got some ammunition in a rather damp condition.
And Major Huss has an arquebus that was used at Waterloo.
With the biggest stirrup pump,
a pitchfork and a rake, it's rather hard to guard an aerodrome.
So if you can't oblige us with a Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. You please oblige us with the Bren gun. We're getting rather tired of drawing lots. Today we had a shipment of some curious equipment,
and just for a prank they sent us a tank that ties itself in knots.
On Monday's rock invasion, Captain Clark was heard to say we hadn't even got to brush or comb.
So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Colonel Montmorency planned, in case the enemy tried to land, to fling them back by skill and armored force. He realized his army should be mechanized, of course.
But somewhere inside, experience cried, my kingdom for a horse.
Colonel Montmorency tried, at infinite cost of time and pride, to tackle his superiors again.
But having just one motorbike, 14 swords and a marlin spike, he wrote the following letter in the following urgent strain.
Would you please oblige us with the Bren gun? We need one rather badly, I'm afraid.
Our local crossword solver has an excellent revolver.
But during a short attack on a fort, the trigger got mislaid.
In course of operation planned for Friday afternoon, our orders are to storm the Hippodrome.
So if you can't oblige us with a Bren gun, the Home Guard might as well go home. Please oblige us with the Bren gun, the lack of one is wounding to our pride. Last night we saw the cutest little German parachutist, who looked like it, giggled a bit, and laughed until he cried. We'll have to hide that armored car, we're marching to Berlin, we'd almost be ashamed of it in Rome. So if you can't oblige us with the Bren gun,